Just then, Slim opened his door and got out to feed the cows, and my thoughts were buried under a cloud of windblown sand and dust. The cab of the pickup was suddenly transformed into a wind tunnel, with dust and sand and bits of grass flying through the air. Above the blast of wind, I heard Slim yell, "Outside, dogs! Y'all need to answer the call of the wild." Outside? Into that wind? Was he crazy? Forget that, Charlie. I was doing just fine inside the pickup. "Get out of my pickup and take care of your business." Okay, fine. But he didn't need to screech at us like we were deaf or something. For his information, I wasn't deaf, and I didn't need to answer any calls of the wild, to use his silly expression. But if he was gonna scream and yell and make such a big deal out of it, I jumped out of the pickup and was promptly blown sideways by a blast of wind. The moment Drover's paws hit the ground, he felt the slap of that wind in his face. He drew himself up into a knot and began to moan. "Oh, I hate this wind." I could barely make out what he was saying.
"You ate what?"
"This wind."
"You ate the wind?"
"Yeah, with my whole body and soul."
"You ate the wind with your soiled body?
Drover, if you'd actually eaten the wind, you would have eaten it with your mouth, not with your soiled body." "What's a spoiled potty?"
He wasn't hearing me, so I raised my voice above the howl of the wind.
"No, I said you eat with your mouth, not with a soiled body."
He gave me a blank stare.
"A mouse spoiled the potty?"
"What? You saw a mouse?
Drover, why wasn't I informed at once?" "No, you said a mouse ate the spoiled potty."
"What? Louder. You say a spoiled mouse is acting naughty?"
"No, I said..."
All at once he fell to the ground and burst into tears. I rushed to his side.
"What is it, son? What's happened to you?"
Through his tears, he moaned,
"I don't know what we're talking about. I'm so confused and I hate this wind."
"What?"
"I said I hate this wind."
"This is no time to be thinking of food, son. Not in this terrible wind. Let's not try to talk."
The sky had turned a dirty shade of brown and tumbleweeds were flying through the air. Down along the creek, big cottonwood trees groaned and twisted in the screaming gale. We watched as Slim struggled to string out a sack of feed on the ground. The tail of his coat was flapping in the wind, and the edges of his hat had folded around his ears. If he hadn't held the hat down with his hand, it would have been on its way to Mexico. When he'd finished pouring out the feed, he staggered back to the pickup and yelled,
"To heck with this. Load up, dogs, and let's head for the barn."
"Yes, sir."